Hey there, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon update for Tuesday, October 9th. Those of you who are following at home, doing your own decodes, and I do recommend doing your own decodes. You can find Q posts on several websites, including qmap.pub. You can get mobile apps for Android, Q drops, and Q alerts still available. My theme for this broadcast is Boom Week. Q reposted a drop on October 6th, and it had to do with Nancy Pelosi's discussion of what she called the wrap-up smear, which was apparently a tactic that is well known to politicians as a way to use the media in smearing a target. Q reposted that drop and said, was it deployed against Justice Kavanaugh? The more you know. And then we in brackets archive, because it seems they may try to remove it from the internet. So going to let you listen to that video here. It's pretty short.
You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, you call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic.
Also on the 6th, Q reposted this drop, which is from April. This is a picture of Hillary and Senator Robert Byrd, who was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. And then we have this quick history lesson here. 13th Amendment to abolish slavery was supported by 100% Republicans and had, I think, 23% support from Democrats in Congress. The 14th Amendment, which gave citizenship to freed slaves, had 0% Democrat support, 94% Republican support. And the 15th Amendment, which gave them right to vote, had 100% Republican support, 0% Democrat support. On the right side, Q wrote, unplugged from the fake news, false reality, in brackets, propaganda arm of the D party. Think for yourself, research for yourself, trust yourself, find the truth, don't be a pawn in their sick game. Q posted a link to a video interview between Maria Bartiromo and Devin Nunes. It is a revelation that an attorney from Perkins Coie named Michael Sussman was giving information directly to the FBI, to James Baker, who was the former FBI chief counsel. And I'll give you just a short clip from there that explains what is going on.
There was another source giving information directly to the FBI, which we found the source to be pretty explosive.
And this additional source, he's being identified as Michael Sussman, a former DOJ prosecutor with links to the Democratic National Committee. Sources say he reached out to the FBI to provide documents on Russian hacking. I'm back now with House Intelligence Chairman Devin Nunes. And Mr. Chairman, connect the dots for us to tell us why this is important here. We know that you've been investigating the origin of this investigation that took place into Trump and Russia collusion, which of course was never existent. So tell us why this James Baker news is important.
Well, it's very simple. James Baker was the top lawyer at the FBI, reported directly to James Comey. Numerous officials at the DOJ and the FBI have told us under oath that the FBI, nobody at FBI or DOJ knew anything about the Democratic Party being behind the Clinton dirt. Well, now you have one of the top lawyers for the Democrats and the Clinton campaign who was feeding information directly to the top lawyer at the FBI during before even the FISA warrant. So now you have absolute proof that that wasn't told to the FISA court. So you want your evidence of FISA abuse? There it is right there.
Valerie Jarrett put out a tweet to all the survivors of sexual assault and women who wonder if they will be believed if they're attacked. Know there is a growing powerful movement of support that will always have your back. We believe you. We stand with you. We will defend you. Change is coming. And Q responded to her tweet, change is coming. There's a Judicial Watch link. It has to do with the history of communism in Valerie Jarrett's family. Q wrote, goodbye, Valerie Jarrett. This is the article on Valerie Jarrett's family. Not exactly news that her family had some pretty hardcore communists, and we're getting more information on that thanks to Judicial Watch and their Freedom of Information requests. Q posted this. It is a quote from President Ronald Reagan. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same, or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. Ronald Reagan, in brackets, Boom Week, Q. Q posted this. We have a link at the top to the DOJ Inspector General's report. Q draws our attention to the part about Anthony Weiner's laptop and Hillary Clinton and the Foundation and Crime Against Children. And we've got some quotes here. Beginning at the top, page 294, this is where the report begins. There's a meeting between Comey and Randall Coleman on October 4th. Coleman told us that he could not recall this briefing with Comey, so Coleman is saying that he has amnesia about the event. Coleman's notes from October 4 contain the following entry, Anthony Weiner, in brackets, sick. And then number 2 is unrelated. Number 3 is Weiner texting 15-year-old, sexually explicit, 926, federal SW, iPhone, iPad, laptop, initial analysis of laptop, thousands of emails, Hillary Clinton and Foundation is what it's about, the Clinton Foundation, and then crime against children. Q puts in three pluses. We know that three pluses from previous Q drops had to do with the Saudi royal family. This is a quote from the report. We asked Coleman about these notes, and he told us that given their placement in his notebook, the notes would most likely represent information that he was briefed on first thing in the morning by his subordinates in, we have three pluses again, Criminal Investigative Division. Comey told us that he did not recall the briefing by Coleman, reflected in this calendar. We asked Comey if this briefing could have been the time in early October that he recalled being told about the connection between the mid-year exam and the Weiner investigation. And Comey stated, it's possible. Possible this is what's knocking around in the back of my head. But I really see, I know the frailty of memory from having done a lot of this work. At least in my memory, it's much more of an informal than a meeting about it. But it's possible. We showed Coleman's notes from October 4 to Comey. Comey did not recall being briefed on the information contained in the notes. And then Q writes, I do not recall, I do not recall, I do not recall. These people deserve to be fill in the blank. These people are sick. We are the cure. Patriots in control. The world will know the truth. Q. All right, so a little bit more information on that. This is the section of the DOJ Inspector General's report Q is referring to. Coleman is Randall C. Coleman. He was the executive assistant director at the FBI. And what is good to note in that discussion is that James Baker was present for some of these discussions, or at least was briefed on these matters. And we know that Baker is now talking to federal investigators. He is likely talking to Congress. Initially, Coleman, Comey, and Baker all had collective amnesia. They said they didn't remember these emails. But now, under a little bit more pressure, I'm guessing Baker is probably remembering more about these conversations. And they do have the Weiner laptop, and they know what is on there. So it's not like they need to ask him what's on the laptop. They have the evidence. Q posted a link to a tweet by Reuters. And it is an announcement by Secretary Pompeo that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he's ready to allow international inspectors, nuclear inspectors, to come in and check out their nuclear facilities and missile sites. Yesterday morning, there was some news that Rod Rosenstein flew on Air Force One with President Trump to a law enforcement conference. And people were speculating still that the president was going to fire Rosenstein. Q responded, of course, Anons already knew Trump was not going to be baited to fire Rosenstein. Think red line, Q. There have been quite a few articles written about the possibility that Dems are going to try to impeach Brett Kavanaugh now that he has been confirmed as a Supreme Court justice. And Q posted this in response. But of course, Anons already knew the Dems' playbook regarding Kavanaugh. Think herd sheep in brackets. Think two-thirds Senate vote required to impeach. Impossible, Q. Q posted a link to an article by John Solomon, who made some observations about the objections that have been raised by the FBI and DOJ over the removal of redactions from the Carter Page FISA application. Specifically, this objection says that it would allow enemies of the president to bring more accusations against Trump that he is trying to obstruct the end of the year Russia probe. And Q responded to that with, here's the link, why not? If it's true that Dems do not want the declassification to prove that Trump was colluding with Russia, why are Dems opposed to declass if what they say is true, if it would actually expose the fact that Trump was colluding or obstructing? Declass would prove evidence versus POTUS to obtain FISA warrant. Why the block? Define projection. See the article above. Redactions were made to protect exposing the real truth. And that is a conclusion that Solomon came to, that the DOJ and FBI are objecting to the declassification because they want to hide incriminating evidence against people in the DOJ and the FBI. Q writes, logical thinking. McCabe memos, in brackets, source, New York Times, Rod Rosenstein wearing a wire. We know that it was McCabe's memos that were leaked to the New York Times that prompted the story about Rod Rosenstein offering to wear a wire. Sessions subpoena leads to McCabe memos being delivered to the House, which also leads to James Baker's testimony to the House. What was learned, and we have a D in brackets. I think it means the Dem party. In brackets, we have next up Rod Rosenstein testimony to the House, locked and loaded, Q. So this is just kind of a flow chart of things we've got going on. And next up, we've got Rod Rosenstein testifying to Congress today being Tuesday. I don't know if he was testifying before Congress today, but he may be testifying tomorrow, definitely this week sometime. Q posted a link to a video tweet by Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch explaining that the State Department gave taxpayer money to political operations backed by George Soros. If you've been following Q, that is not news to you. Q posted this drop from January. U.S. taxpayers are paying for it all. The Paris Climate Accord is a scam involving trillions. The Red Cross is a scam involving billions. Foreign aid, another scam involving trillions. The various wars are scam that involve trillions of money going to these people. On and on. Who audits where the money actually goes? Who actually receives the money? The U.S. taxpayer is funding the very people we are engaged in taking down. Slush funds everywhere. Think George Soros pays for Antifa out of his own pocket? The hole is deep. Feel sick yet? Q. And in a later drop, I think that in April or May, Q mentioned the fact that there were Department of Justice slush funds that had been set up and exposed that funneled money to Democrat causes, including people like George Soros. So over here on the right, Q has a link to Tom Fitton's status and then says, but of course, Anons already knew this, knowledge is power. Another post by Q concerning that video interview with Devin Nunes and Maria Bartiromo. 113,000 plus suppressed new views in less than 24 hours. Your voice is spreading, Q. Q posted a link to an op-ed article from Peggy Grand, who has known Dianne Feinstein most of her life. She's always admired Feinstein, even though she doesn't necessarily agree with her politics. And she was puzzled at the partisan and ill-conceived way in which Feinstein handled the Kavanaugh confirmation. And the title of the article is, Dianne Feinstein Shows Her True Colors in the Kavanaugh Confirmation. Q posted the link to the article, hashtag walk away. And the meme is 10 minutes before Kavanaugh is confirmed as Supreme Court Justice, the Dems are in the vehicle and Christine Ford is being kicked to the curb. It does seem like she was being used by Feinstein and her pals to advance a political agenda, which is unfortunate. Q posted links to articles about Facebook, Google, and Twitter, all of which had user information inadvertently sent to unauthorized third parties. This is the article about Google on Wall Street Journal. This is the article about Facebook, New York Times. Facebook security breach exposes accounts of 50 million users. And this is the one involving Twitter from TechCrunch. Twitter says a bug may have exposed some direct messages to third parties that were unauthorized. Q responded to that. These are the three links. Do you believe in coincidences? Was data provided to the Dem Party affiliate to target voters for the November 6th election? Win at all costs? Q. All right, we have a graphic here. On the left, we have previous Q drops where Q suggested that objections to the FISA declassification were really for the purpose of hiding embarrassing facts. And then we have a quote here from John Solomon's article on The Hill where he agrees that the real reason why the FBI and DOJ are objecting to the declassification is because they want to hide embarrassing facts. And we have this, one of the Anons posted an article about Google hiding a user data breach from the government out of fear that Congress would take action against them. So Q responded, was a court order to preserve all data sent to Google? Think Google Plus, Gmail, etc. The article announces that Google Plus has actually been shut down, the social media platform. We know that Gmail.coms has been used by the Obama administration, and then Q asks, comms cleanup? The more you know, Q. It's a little bit too late because NSA is collecting all that information. Q posted this, it is simply Sally Yates in brackets, also known as a kill box in some situations. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see what's coming out about Sally Yates, but we know James Baker has been testifying and he's probably got some news on her. Q posted a link to another article by John Solomon. This one is testimony from James Baker, who says that when Andrew McCabe and others inside the FBI and DOJ talked about Rod Rosenstein wearing a wire, they were serious in those discussions. It was not a joke. There was an actual plan that they considered putting into operation. Sarah Carter has a report confirming Solomon's story, also based on James Baker's testimony. Q responded to those two stories, boom, 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 boom. Coincidence, the news today is focused on a resignation. Q. What resignation? That is Nikki Haley, who has announced her resignation as ambassador to the United Nations. One thing that is kind of interesting, this is a Reuters headline, Trump's UN envoy Nikki Haley quits and denies 2020 ambitions. There have been a lot of speculation and rumors that she was preparing to run against Trump in 2020 for the Republican nomination. And she has been denying those rumors. I'm not going to comment too much on that. I think the best thing to do is to just wait and see what comes of that and who the president chooses as a replacement. Q posted this. It is a repost of a drop from September 27th. And Q simply wrote Feinstein. There's a picture of a car with a Chinese license plate and a flag of China. And zoomed in. This is a license plate. It comes back to Guangdong province in China. Then Q posted this. It's a long post with a lot of links. I'll break this down little by little. So the previous post with Dianne Feinstein and the car and the license plate is post 297. And Q asks, where was the picture taken? Hanging flags traditionally occurs in this part of the country for what holiday? There is a link to an article about new evidence that Supermicro had hardware installed in motherboards and computers and electronic devices that are coming to the U.S. Here's a quote from that article. Western intelligence contacts that the device was made at a Supermicro subcontractor factory in Guangzhou, a port city in southeastern China. Guangzhou is 90 miles upstream from Shenzhen, dubbed the Silicon Valley of hardware. What state does Feinstein represent? And note, Feinstein is in brackets. There's a link to an article from Washington Post that is an op-ed demanding that Dianne Feinstein explain why she had hired a Chinese spy. Then Q wrote, Google in China. There is a link to an article on The Intercept about Dragonfly, which is a censored internet search engine that Google is developing for China. Q wrote, Dragonfly, look here, Russia, do not look here, China. Link to a YouTube video. This is one that Q posted previously. The video is a speech from Mike Pence explaining the U.S. policy regarding China. And then Q said, worth 43 minutes of your time, all inside roads to China are now being closed. America is no longer for sale, Q. So the illegal influence that China has had in our country for a long time is coming to an end. I'd like to provide a little bit more information on all of that. So we've got this. Q asked, hanging of flags traditionally occurs in this part of the country for what holiday? This is my best guess. China's National Day celebration is on October 1st. It is something like Independence Day here in the United States. Flags are hung around cities. The holiday is actually on October 1st, but the festivities often encompass the weekends before and after October 1st, making it a week-long celebration for some people, and it is sometimes called the Golden Week. Here is the article from Bloomberg about further evidence of China's manipulation of hardware on electronic devices that are bound for the U.S. Q asks, what state does Feinstein represent? She represents California, which is home to Silicon Valley. This is the text of the article from the Washington Post. It's a really good article. In this article, Mark Thiessen states that although Feinstein is diminishing the importance of her having someone work as a staffer who is a Chinese spy, this article cites several CIA operatives who said, no, it is a very big deal that she had a Chinese spy working for her. And likely, China had a lot more information coming through that spy than she is willing to admit. This is the article from The Intercept. A leaked transcript of private meeting contradicts Google's official policy on Dragonfly. Dragonfly is a search engine that Google is working on for China, which would blacklist phrases like human rights, student protest, and Nobel Prize. A lot of freedom-based terms would not be allowed in that search engine. And I don't know, for me, ethically, there's just all kinds of issues with that. This fellow Gomes explains why Google dropped their work on the search engine and then has recently picked it up again. In explaining to staff why the work on Dragonfly was extremely important, Gomes referenced the sheer size of the Chinese market, saying, we're talking about the next billion users for Google. So for them, it is all about tapping into a larger market, even if they have to do some things that are unethical. If you haven't listened to the video with Mike Pence's remarks on the administration's policy toward China, I would definitely listen to it. It is worth your time. He posted a link to an article announcing the president's plan to increase ethanol use in gasoline to help U.S. farmers that have been hurt by China's trade practices. And then Q wrote, increase in ethanol corn concentration in gasoline is an effort to combat China's attempts to harm our farmers. An announcement will be made tonight, Q. And that's at the rally, which is going on right now, actually. All right, Q dropped this post. Guangdong equals Guangzhou equals Shenzhen. Do you believe in coincidences? Q. What the heck is that all about? Well, here's my best guess. I could be wrong, but this is from the Wikipedia page on the province Guangdong. Guangdong is the province. Guangzhou and Shenzhen are two very important cities inside that province. Guangzhou is the provincial capital. Shenzhen is a city that is very big in industry and commerce. All right, now let's go look at some posts from April by Q. On April 15th, Q posted this and simply said, the where, Q. We have a city skyline. If you zoom in on that picture, you see this. And this building right here is a bit conspicuous. This is the Shenzhen Stock Exchange. So we know that this picture is from Shenzhen. Q then posted this picture as a follow-up, the why. You can see that this is that building, the Shenzhen Stock Exchange. It has those kind of distinct red lights that are horizontal along the bottom there. And this is the Wikipedia page on the Shenzhen Stock Exchange. One thing that you can see is this is that part of the building that has those red lights on it near the lower part. Shenzhen Stock Exchange is one of only two independent stock exchanges in the People's Republic of China. And I believe Q was simply letting us know here that with these drops in April, there was going to be a scandal we would hear about in the future. And now the information is coming out about that scandal. And it has to do with electronic components that are being built in these cities and shipped to the United States. And it's actually part of a cyber espionage plan. For those of you who want a little extra reading to do, this is an excellent article on the Federalist. The title, you can search for it, is Feinstein's Ties to China Go Way Deeper Than an Alleged Office Spy. The article chronicles Dianne Feinstein's long history with China and her husband's business dealings with China and Chinese banks and Chinese industry. If you need a little bit more information, it'll definitely fill in some blanks. I would like to make a correction to something I said in a previous video, and that is about Lindsey Graham. When Q dropped that post where people were outside protesting the Kavanaugh confirmation and they were accusing Lindsey Graham of being gay, I did not mean to say that Lindsey is gay. I don't really know if he is or not. Several people have contacted me with questions about that. Someone contacted me who lives in South Carolina, and they said that Lindsey Graham has always denied accusations that he is gay. Just wanted to set the record straight on that. I don't want to be the source of any disinformation. All right, that is going to do it for this update. So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Praying Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast. Thank you.